have data from The Route, Rocky Mountain National Park, Grand Mesa, White River National Forest, so quite a few areas.
And are these spruce beetle outbreaks happening in high elevations?
Yeah, exactly. So the Engelmann spruce, which is the primary host, tends to be above 9,000 feet, so it's one of these high elevation species.
And what did you see? I mean, how has the spruce beetle affected these forests?
So it depends on how long ago you're interested in looking at an outbreak, because the last dramatic outbreak that we had in Colorado was in the 1940s, and it really hit White River National Forest quite hard. And there, some of the forest really hasn't quite recovered yet. The spruce trees just aren't as large anymore, and there's still a lot of dead standing trees. And sometimes you can see remnants of dead standing trees for, you know, almost 100 years. But in areas that are currently being affected, like in southern Colorado, in the San Juans, it's pretty impressive just to see this massive extent of dead spruce everywhere. For spruce beetle, we had about 300,000 acres. So 2012 was really important because it was the first year that we had more activity mapped as affected by spruce beetle than mountain pine beetle.
You guys discovered that drought is the primary trigger of these massive spruce beetle outbreaks. Can you sort of guide me through how you discovered that drought is that primary trigger?
Yeah, so basically after kind of reconstructing this time series of when spruce beetle outbreaks were occurring over the past 300 years, we looked at indices of climate, both temperature and drought and precipitation, over the same time period to get an idea for what the primary driver was. And so we know that beetles do really well when it's warm. We know this from laboratory studies, so we can go and put beetles in a lab and we can manipulate the temperature. And so what we found here was that drought appears to be stressing trees out in a way that makes them not as able to defend themselves against the bark beetle.
And how does that happen? How does drought stress out a tree?
Well, just the availability of water to a tree is really important. Basically, the photosynthetic rate that it can produce, how much food it can produce, is related to not only the amount of sunlight, but also the amount of water. Its main defenses against the bark beetle are to pitch it out. As the bark beetle is boring in, the tree basically tries to physically push the beetles out with sap. And if it has less water, the sap's less viscous, it's less effective at that. And in addition, some of the compounds that are toxic to bark beetles that trees produce, we believe if the tree is stressed out and doesn't have as much energy, effectively it can't produce as many of those compounds.
Okay, well, it's sort of a depressing finding.
Yeah, it is sort of a depressing finding, but I think the important thing is that the forests are coming back. It's a natural process, but it is a little scary with the amount of drought that we're expected to see in the future.
Sarah, thank you.
No problem.